Let me see you get loose.
It's going down for real.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday. Nathan Segura, Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven, of course, by the good folks at Liberty Ford. Mike Pettine addressed the media for the first time today since the game against Cincinnati, and we are going to lead off with that in just a second. So we will go ahead and talk about that. But before we do that, Matt, I would like to share with you my favorite tweet from yesterday.
Go ahead. I'm not on Twitter. I mean, I have the handles. I'm just not participating on Twitter.
You were tagged in this one, okay, so I good, figured okay, you didn't good. See it.
I didn't see it, but I'm always excited to see. And if you're excited, I'm excited.
So apparently we went off late yesterday, which based on what we were told, we went off early, in fact, yesterday.
Correct.
So that was certainly not anything. We thought we were certainly out on time. Apparently Goldhammer was unhappy with us once again.
Okay.
And was yelling about us and calling us
unprofessional
and terrible.
So we're unprofessional.
We were unprofessional, et cetera, et cetera. So that's what he says. It came from multiple people. They said, Hammer talking about being professional is throwing us under the bus on air. First thing he says on the next show is calling you out. You said you didn't get out on time. Why air dirty laundry on air? The producer did stand up for you, so someone did have your back. And then somebody's like, this guy's nonsense. What's he talking about? Here we go. All right. So now I said I was going to get to my favorite tweet of the day yesterday.
How about we have the bozo of the week and we can go hero of the week.
Justin George, which is at not Justin George.
Okay, he's the hero of the week.
Hero of the week.
Okay.
And I think a genius, an entrepreneur, a savant. And I don't think that's too
strong.
Someone
we may want to do business with.
I know we want to do business with him. He says, and I quote, at Nathan Segura, at Matt Wilhelm 57, I'd pay good money to watch one of you box Hammer Nation 19 for charity after calling you two unprofessional. I think this is a fantastic idea, and I right now am willing to throw my name into the hat to have the opportunity to box Aaron Goldhammer for charity.
I would. Well, who's going to pay the hospital bill? That's what I need to understand. Because
there will be no liability on either.
No liability.
Of us. None.
My name was below your name in the hat, so I was already in.
I knew you were already.
I've always been in.
I know.
My name is written on the inside of the hat, like Little League baseball.
Well, the truth is, he called us both unprofessional, so perhaps it should be a handicap match.
Mind
where,
you,
like, you could be in for a round, and then I'll be outside for a round, and then I'll come
but
in.
But there's
for the
never gonna
round.
There, if I start the round. There's not going to be a second round.
No.
So it's going
to
be like,
to be a second
I
round.
Get 10 seconds, and then hopefully there's a second 10 seconds.
This is for charity. He has to deliver one round with you and one round with me.
Okay.
And
can
if
it
he
all
has
benefit
be,
the Cleveland Browns Foundation?
Absolutely.
Perfect.
It can. And if he has to be held up for the round, I want to start, though. I mean, I feel like I know he won't get to a second round either with me, but I want to at least be able to have him say he was at full strength.
So we can, like... I'm already thinking, you know, I have a VistaPrint account where we can print tickets.
Yeah.
Sell, you know, I know many people in the Northeast Ohio with venues that would be open to take this on.
I mean, if I'm just thinking out loud, and by the way, can we please welcome back our great producer, Dave DiNatale?
Yes.
Dino, get in here.
Yes, guys.
First, Dino, we
would
love you.
Would you like a round, Dino?
You can have a round if you want, Dino.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Sign me up.
So, you good karma. You ESPN Cleveland, don't you guys do like a fan appreciation night or something like that once a year?
Yeah, we have our fan appreciation night. It's going to be, I think, in January.
How is this not the centerpiece of fan appreciation night? Do you know how many people listening would love to be there live? People who listen
and
to your
station. And pay hard-earned money?
To be there to watch us knock the beep out of Aaron Goldhammer? Because that's exactly what would happen. And I'm in. I'm ready.
Oh, I think it is. You talk about the main event. I mean, yeah, the line would be out the door, down the street, and into the next town.
This is what I want. When he walks in to the ring, I want, like from Game of Thrones, shame, shame, shame. And then when they carry his lifeless body out of the ring, shame, shame.
And guys, for me, and Nathan, you said it in referencing, you know, the company that owns ESPN Cleveland, Good Karma. is it good karma? And as a company, Dino, and you know this, it's all about team and camaraderie.
Yes.
Wouldn't it be bad karma to talk smack about another show, about your teammates, that you're unprofessional? That to me is bad karma.
Yeah,
so
like
the
bad
leader,
karma.
The leader there, the leader
around.
There at the company, is not quite representing good
around.
Karma. So it's very hypocritical of someone who is the program director and hosting a show to talk smack about another show on his same station.
Doesn't seem good. I think that's why it's best settled in the squared circle, as it said. And if he doesn't want boxing, if he wants to open it up to like just a straight up like tough man type challenge, like
Octagon,
no holds barred, I'm in for that too.
Tie my right hand behind my back and my left leg to my left quad. So I'm hopping around with one arm. And
see,
I will,
now he might
but
take you up.
You know
on
what's
it.
Funny is he's gonna look for my left, and I'm gonna headbutt him so hard that pumpkin falls off his neck.
I mean, I can't. Okay, so people are obviously listening. They Mark Slaughter, I'll pay $100 per round. Derek Mosley, I will donate whatever. What's the date? I'm coming to watch. I guarantee he won't do it. This little turd needs a beating badly, says Jay Calabrese. I mean, I think that this could be, if Aaron Goldhammer is really a charitable man, if he cares about his community.
I'll show him how professional I am.
Mark, Axe Grinder Mark, I would take great money to be there for that epic beatdown. I mean, we'll find out if Aaron Goldhammer cares about the Northeast Ohio community, whether it be the Cleveland Browns Foundation. We'd allow a portion of the proceeds to go to the charity of his choice.
Of course.
I feel like, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm all in. Here's what, here, this, if this doesn't say it all, Scott Vinhall at CYF Coach Scott says, screw Black Friday, screw the Star Wars movie, I'm already lined up outside the venue for the fight, hashtag kill hammer.
Hashtag bring your tent.
People are really liking this. Our guy behind enemy lines says, I would fly in from Baltimore to see it.
I'm sure Chevy from New Jersey is not far behind.
Yeah, Listen, it's out there now. It's out there now. So we'll find out. As my coach in high school used to say before the charge drill in basketball, man or mouse, Goldhammer, the answer, the floor, the ring are yours. We look forward to your response, and hopefully we can have a wonderful night for charity. A wonderful night. You might want to donate some to a hospital to cover his expenses early in the affair. Just FYI.
We'll have an ambulance waiting.
I'm extremely excited about this now.
Yeah, we can, right? Listen, I have a good friend who works for the WWE, and I'm not talking about The Miz. I'm talking about a behind-the-scenes guy who has always been the one who set up their ambulance matches.
Yep.
And I'm sure he would be more than happy to you know, come in and provide the ambulance and everything we would need for an ambulance match. So, there it is. It's out there. Here we go. They want an extra Mark Slaughter says, I'd pay an extra $200 for a KO. You don't have to.
$200.
You don't have to pay anything. You're getting that. That's a part of the deal. That's a given. Now he has a chance to become a legend. He has a chance to go David versus Goliath right here.
Good luck.
Good luck.
You ever seen the movie Taken?
Hold on. As to quote the Jankyard Dog, in nature, David never beats Goliath. All right. Here we go. Maybe Jerry Lawler would come. I bet The Miz would come in and commentate it. Unbelievable. Here we go. All right, let's get to the show now. And the other big bomb that was dropped is we just, you know, a little pipe bomb CM Punk style right there to kick off the show. The other bomb that was dropped. Oh, man. People, I'm telling you, I've never said anything more popular in my life on this show. I guaranteed it. This guy is offering to take out a second mortgage. 500. This Bobcat, this guy wants in. He says, I'll pay 500 just to let me throw a punch.
500.
500 from Bobcat. Oh, man. This is fantastic.
Should we like CC Renee Harvey on this?
Tim Greff says, I'll be in your corner wearing my finest jorts and Cavs jersey with no undershirt. This is fantastic. I mean, I really think this could be as big an event as I think you could get in the city of Cleveland.
Cavs finals?
Right now. Cavs finals.
And this.
Browns playoffs. Cavs finals.
We're living in reality.
Yeah.
So Cavs finals. It just happened.
You know what? This is amazing. I would give a month's salary to watch Matt Bloody Aaron Goldhammer, says Seth Garns. Jeff Kosmet says, I have a 5-year-old that can take care of your light work. Hammer Nation wouldn't last 2 seconds. The Dent Master, our guy's flying in from Atlanta right now.
People are in Priceline right now.
He said Hammer is going to think this is a bit. It better not. This is not a bit.
This is not our bit.
This is not a bit. This is us legitimately saying for charity, we would love to have the opportunity to box Aaron Goldhammer to answer for his verbal punches, his verbal jabs. For charity, we will answer with real jabs.
And what's so funny about this, and what makes it very real, and the fact that it's not a bit, I was not aware of these comments until 10 minutes ago when we went, actually 11 minutes ago, just before we went on the air, when you made me aware.
You didn't even know what the tweet was going to be when
I
said my favorite
tweet.
This is, okay, folks, this is how you know that this is globally appealing. I thought it was crazy when 33 seconds ago, David Ralph Donahue said, I would fly in from Hawaii to watch you and Wilhelm do what so many of us want to do. And then it was topped literally 19 seconds later by the Lambo, who was now my favorite listener of the show. I'll fly in from London to see that. And he put the pound sign, kill Hammer. This is fantastic. We're in. This is a real thing. I think this is the centerpiece. You want to have the biggest draw in the history of ESPN Cleveland Fan Appreciation Night. I think that's what it is. And I'll throw in a third wrinkle. Like the fabulous Freebirds were a trio. The highest donator of the fans
gets
can
around.
Be the third member of our team can get the around.
Fourth, because with Dino's in it.
Dino's in. We'll see.
Fourth.
Here we go. So I think that this has an opportunity to raise $10,000+ easily.
Easily.
Tom Bodos would sell his soul to make this happen. That is a direct quote. I will sell my soul. You don't have to do that, Tom. Your soul is safe, but you might have to sell it to convince Aaron Goldhammer. But we're in. I'm in. You're in. Dino's in. The fans are clearly in. The fans have spoken. And I hope ESPN Cleveland is about giving the people what they want.
Yes.
Because this is what they want. Todd Durkin's in for $500.
If you can't sell this, you can't sell.
Gary in Youngstown says, and I quote, there is not a reasonable amount of money I wouldn't pay to see this. Goldhammer is the worst, period. Juice Tom Brady says, if he has any charity, if he's got any empathy or sense for charity out there, he should man up and accept this challenge.
Well, I just feel like hiding behind a microphone and degrading someone with your words behind a microphone is easy for a little person.
It is. It's not as easy when you're in the boxing
room. No, or it's not easy when you're looking someone in your face.
There's nothing but 200 pounds of twisted steel and sex appeal. Yeah. Seth Garn says, do you want my credit card information? Now you know I want around. Tanya, we've got girls chiming in. Tanya says, I don't even listen to this radio very often, and I want to see this fight. Bring it. Hashtag kill Hammer. We don't need to kill Hammer. We just need to box. Hashtag box Hammer.
There you go.
If this happens, you'd have to move fan appreciation from the Roxino to First Energy Stadium.
Luke Bryan packed it out, but I think we can do the
I
same.
Know we could. What is this like? This would be... I mean, I think we would draw like Hogan and Andre the Giant WrestleMania 3 Pontiac Silverdome.
90,000.
Yes. Yes.
Standing room only.
Oh, my. Ooh, yeah. Miss Elizabeth and I'll be watching from above. Yeah, drop the elbow on the hammer. Boom. 1, 2, 3. Good night, Irene. Yeah. All right. We got a little sidetracked here. Molly Russell's Ward, by the way, says $1,000 has been offered up. I mean, just based on our Twitter feed from today,
we're at $8,000 easily.
At least, easily. He says, I could see him pulling a Tanya Harding with you guys. Better find a good ref. If he tries to Tanya Harding and hit one of us, there's two of us. Bring it.
He can choose the ref. I don't care.
Yeah,
because in my world, there's no rules.
Bring a foreign object into the ring.
Please.
Please.
I will shove it.
And of course, there is snark on Twitter, Anthony tweeting Hammer, hey, you should take Browns Daily up on it. They work for the Browns. Odds are they can't beat anybody.
Ooh, I like it. Yeah,
that's good.
Listen, feed him with whatever needs to be fed. Bravo. Bravo. Ron Kohler says this is a great way to raise money for charity. Sell a punch to the listeners. Lauren, I mean, women are in this. Lauren says, take my money, make this happen. I really think that we are on to something right now. I like it. But Aaron Goldhammer, you hear me, and you hear me good. We want this. Boxing, me, Wilhelm, you. Fan appreciation for charity.
And I'll let him go bare knuckles, too.
Of course he could go bare knuckles. He could go wherever
and
he
I'll
wants.
And I'll wear the biggest boxing gloves that he can find.
He could bring a sword in there for all I care. I don't care what he's got. Just get us in that ring. Just let's go. I think a good point. Scott Parsley says it needs to be a cage match so he can't escape the ring. Good point. Noted. Noted. Ellis builds the cages for the WWE. Really, the Elimination Chamber might be the proper place for this to take place. I don't know if we could convince the WWE to time that
up. I don't know what you're talking about, but it sounds awesome.
It's a ring that's surrounded by nothing but steel grates, so that if we decided to pick him up, ooh, yeah, and body slam him, it'll be right on steel grates.
Perfect.
Perfect. I mean, people are very excited.
He weighs about as much as my son, who's 7 years old.
Yes.
So, and I can throw him pretty far.
Bob Sigler says, let Hammer use his figure skates as weapons. Still a mismatch. Trucker Dave says, no way the little weenie agrees to be knocked out, but I'd pay almost anything to win this. We have our fourth. This is our $4,000 bid, John Lavoie. That's four. Four separate people have said $1,000. We have people coming from London, England, from Hawaii. We have people coming from all over the globe. For this. I mean, I know that Keith Williams is a good businessman. I know that Sam Pines is a good businessman.
Yes.
I know Craig Karmazin is a good businessman. This is clearly a business proposition that is too good to pass up. We could do a lot of good for a lot of people.
Line up the sponsors now.
It's like
we can get Joby there.
It's
right?
Oh my God. Who wouldn't
the guys
be there?
From Gillingham? We could have Acme provide the pre-fight meals.
Here's a suggestion.
Right?
This is V. Satowski says. Let's make it a loser leaves the radio match.
Love it.
I'm all in.
Please.
In. Good. V. Satowski. He always says that we're shining turds, but now he's excited. He's excited about this. $4 billion just offered by Michael Stan. I don't know if he can back that up, but he's offered $4 billion. Michael, if you can't.
Do you work in the Bay Area?
Michael, if you can back that up, let's just.
Are you a Googler?
Just offer $1 billion. You can slide me and Wilhelm $1 billion. And
we'll all be off the radio.
Yeah, literally everybody. Right,
everybody.
We could all be off. It's all good. But there it is for charity. We've offered it. The offer is there. It's on the table. Clear as day. Black and white. Boxing for charity. And we have to give credit once again. Who was the genius that came up with this? I said his name earlier, and I want to make sure that I give him credit because it was my favorite. It was my favorite. There's so many tweets, I can't even go back far enough in my timeline to find this. But the genius, whoever you are the guy that has brought this and made this happen. Hold on. I'm going to find it. Here it is. Justin George, I'm going to favorite it. Justin George, always.
His tweet was unprovoked.
It was based on whatever happened.
Correct.
Yeah.
Which, as I mentioned, didn't know about until 18 minutes ago.
By the way, you guys, I wasn't here yesterday, but I have it on good authority. You guys got out 16, or actually, the Golden Boy started 16 seconds early.
So why is he yelling at us?
I have no
why
idea.
Why is he yelling
that's
about
what
it?
That's what I was told. I can only go by what I was told.
Vince McMahon might want to get interested
with the,
in this.
With the Cavs winning, the Indian season over, and the Browns not practicing, he just had to find that hot take, that controversy, just somehow develop a programming for his show.
What about we call, you know, the last game of the year is always fan appreciation. What about halftime of the Browns-Steelers week 17 in front of everybody
in the snow?
At First That'd Energy Stadium? Oh, the smoke, the steam that would rise off the blood. That would be a visual. That would be something. Oh, my. I love it. All right. Here we go. When we come back, we're going to hear from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.